I'm Chris Stefanik here with Pat Lencioni, and here's your 3-Minute Reset. I want to talk about how to listen to God. Look, if you're a Christian person who's running a business, you're wondering what to do sometimes. A lot of decisions to make, you know, they're flying at you constantly through life. And every once in a while, you might look up to heaven and say, okay, God, what do you want me to do in this situation? How do you hear the answer? How do you know if God is speaking to you or not? And this obviously applies to more than the workplace. There's a lot we could say about this. Pat, you take the first crack at it.
Well, you know, I've always been told that you go where peace is. You know, where if there's peace there, the God is there. And when you're trying to make a decision, you say, well, what gives you peace? That's a very practical but supernatural way to understand this, because all we want is God's will. And I think that's the first thing. If we go to God and we say, I really just want to do your will, I think it's a lot easier to hear him. My wife has real strong faith. And when we have to make a difficult decision, you just go to him like a child and say, please make it clear to me what you want me to do. Now, I find for myself that there are certain moments when I pray, when I'm not distracted, when I feel like I can be there. And it's usually if I'm exercising or in the shower, where I feel like there's nothing distracting me and I can be with God. And I hear insights that clearly didn't come from me. And I think, I would have never thought of that. These are, and I usually feel like, I think that's where God is speaking to me. Now, this is a hard thing because people are like, well, some people say, I heard God say this clearly. And you know, I'm sure he speaks more clearly to some people than others. But all of us have access to him, and we need to do our best to understand what he's trying to tell us.
And you know, it sounds simple to say, follow your peace, right? But it's actually really hard. It takes that kind of quiet prayer time where you might hear that voice of God in your heart, not with your ears, but like, is that the Lord speaking? But it's just as hard to hear your own heart. And God's plan is often written right there. St. Augustine once said, love God and then do what you want. And he wasn't saying go sin. He's saying, like, if you love God and you really are paying attention to what you want, God's probably carved his plan in your heart, right? It's the quiet prayer time. It's listening to his word. If you know the scriptures, and it's a great challenge to read through some books in the New Testament, you'll know what God's not saying, right? Because if you think in your heart he's saying something that's wrong, that doesn't correspond to what he has already said in his word, well, okay, that's not God, right? You can listen to people in your life who are wise. Pat, you're a holy and wise friend. If I want to make an important decision, I'll call you and talk to you. And the Lord will speak through that. But all the while, I think it's important for people in leadership making important decisions to say, God, what do you want? Show me, help me to listen, however you choose to speak to me.
Yeah, so let's pray about that. God, help us to first come to you with pure intentions so that we only do want to do your will. And then help us to hear that and help us to know that whatever we choose, that if we want it to be your will, that we can feel peace. We pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.